Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. Many businesses use WordPress to create their first and sometimes only website. It is so popular that training sessions are popping up all over the country to show businesses and nonprofits how to get the most out of using WordPress. Carl Hudson Phillips is the organizer for one of these sessions coming soon to Charleston, known as WordCamp. Carl, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
For our listeners not familiar with WordPress itself, tell us what that is.
WordPress is just phenomenal. It's open source software that allows one to create a website for anything. It could be a personal blog. It could be a business. It could be something that someone has a personal interest in, photography, anything. Interestingly enough, a lot of businesses use it for commercial opportunities.
It basically started as a tool for bloggers, right?
Yes. It started as a blogging tool, but over the years, it's evolved into a full-blown content management system. And it's just amazing how flexible it is today.
And tell us about the upcoming event, the date, the cost, where it is, and what's going on with WordCamp.
WordCamp is an all-day WordPress event, and it's going to be held at the College of Charleston on May 17th, which is a Saturday. And it's an all-day WordPress conference available to anyone who's interested in WordPress, all user levels, from beginners all the way up to advanced level. It's being put on by volunteers who run and who attend the WordPress user group in Charleston. One of the things we're working towards, making education available at a very low cost.
And what is that low cost?
It is actually $15 for 16 wonderful speakers.
And you have a keynote speaker.
We've been fortunate to have the lead developer of the WordPress platform attending as the keynote speaker. His name is Andrew Nason, and we're excited that he even accepted to come to Charleston.
Carl, a lot of businesses these days are concerned about security on their website. Has WordPress addressed this?
WordPress has addressed this, and WordPress is continually addressing it. Whenever there is a potential problem, WordPress immediately issues a patch where necessary. But security isn't just a matter of the platform itself. Security is really important for the user because a lot of what we do creates the lack of security. So we actually have two sessions on how to secure your WordPress website and how to keep or to maintain best practices so you don't run into problems.
I'm assuming there are WordPress user groups all over the state.
Not that I know of. There were. A user group is very hard to keep going. It takes a lot of effort. The WordPress user group in Charleston, we've been fortunate because we just have such a thriving economy with people who are interested in using WordPress for so many reasons. Right now, there is a WordPress user group in Greenville, and there is one in Charleston. Everywhere else in the state, if there is one, I'm not aware of it.
Carl, give us your background. How did you get involved in the tech world?
I attended Charleston Southern University and got my bachelor's in information systems.
But that's not why you came to Charleston Southern.
That's not why I came to Charleston Southern. I was recruited to play soccer for Charleston Southern from the country of Trinidad and Tobago. Came to Charleston during my 4 years. I fell in love with Charleston and decided to make it my home, but moved to Columbia to attend USC to do my master's. When I was finished there, I missed Charleston so much, I moved back and started working as a developer at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So I've been in technology since I left school, and WordPress just came along because it allows you to do things very quickly that it would take you hours to do otherwise.
And so are you an independent consultant now, or are you still at the Oceanic Institute?
I'm still at NOAA, but I also help consult on WordPress. I teach, I present, because I also run the user group.
One more time, give us the details of the upcoming event, the date, the cost, where it will be.
It's WordCamp Charleston, the first WordCamp in South Carolina. It will be held at the Stern Center, College of Charleston, on May 17th from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m.
And we will have a link to the event posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Carl, thanks a lot for your time this morning. Good luck with the upcoming event.
Thank you very much, and I'm happy that you had me.
Carl Hudson Phillips is the organizer for the upcoming WordCamp Charleston event on May 17th. And once again, our address is etvradio.org/scbr, where you will not only find a link there to the event, but you can hear this show again and join in the conversation through our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.